Good evening, Mary Levin.
Good evening. Welcome everyone to shareenjoyment.com. Thank you for joining us tonight on this beautiful Monday evening. I want to begin by giving a shout out to Jake Weinman for his tireless efforts in bringing us together, bringing Torah to the world every night of the week. Jake is a very special person. Baruch Hashem, I have the good fortune of becoming close to him in these last years. And Jake, thank you so much for all that you do. Likewise, we want to dedicate Shir tonight, L'zeich, L'ilu Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh, may his neshama have an aliyah. Doing since Simchas Torah, we're going to dedicate the Shir to, as a zuchus, for all of the hostages that are still in a very difficult situation in the matzav of Sakana. We swallow and we wish that this learning should be a zuchus for their salvation. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu be with them, give them strength and support to come out of this matzav in a healthy and in a healthy state of mind. Of course, we wish that this shir should be a zchus for the chayolim. May Hashem protect them and moisar nefesh for all of us. And may Hashem guard them ki ishayin v'asayin. Likewise, all of the soldiers who have been wounded and for the entire Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, guard, protect, yishmor tzeischu v'yecham me'atah v'ad olam. This week is Parashas Vayera. I'd like to share with you a short idea on the parasha. Very, I think, a very, just a very simple, straightforward idea. In Revi, in the fourth aliyah of this week's parasha, Parashas Vayera, we learn about the beginning of the Makos, the beginning of the ten Makos. Let me read you a few psukim to get into the theme of how the Makos begin. Okay, it's in Parashas Vayera. In the beginning of the fourth Aliyah, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "I want you to go to Paro." Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron lemar ki yidaber aleichem Paro lemar tnu lecha meifes. A Paro is going to ask you for a sign, and we know what happens. Moshe is going to take his mate. He's going to put the mate. Aaron is going to put the mate, and the mate is going to turn into a snake, a tanin, and then the Egyptians, the Paro will call his chachamim, his magicians, his chartumim, and they're going to imitate the miracle, and the mate of Aaron will swallow their mate. So that really is just a hakdama, and then we really get into the main part that we want to discuss. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, kaved lev Paro. Paro is stubborn. Me'ein l'shalacha'am. I want you, Moshe, tomorrow to go to Paro. Lechel Paro baboker, hinei yotzei hamayma. Paro tomorrow in the morning, in the boker, will be going out to the water. V'nitzavta you Moshe shall v'nitzavta you shall meet him there and stand likrasai al sfas hayar. V'amateh asher nepach l'nachosh tikach biyodech and take in your possession the matter that turned into a nachosh. Why did Paro go to the Yar? What is the reason why Paro went out in the morning to the Yar? So Rashi tells us something very fascinating. Rashi says, I'll read you the Rashi inside. Paro will be going out to the Yar. Hinei yoytze hamayma. Paro will be going to the Nahar in order to, where we go to the restroom, which appears that Paro the entire day did not use the restroom. And he went out in the early morning when no one was watching to make use of the restroom, Linikovov. Why? Why didn't Paro? Why was this necessary? Shahoya oisa atzmai Eloah, the Oimer she'enoi tzarach Linikovov. Paro would make himself into a god and would make believe that he did not eliminate any waste. He's perfect. He's a godly creature. He's a godly, this is God. There's no waste in his body and never needs to use the facilities. So he was a liar. He was a phony. And in order to conceal this fraud, Umashkim, he would go early in the morning, the Yotzalah Nilus, he would go to the Nile, the Oyseshom Sirachov. And Moshe Rabbeinu here, who's coming to speak to him in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, let my people go and force Paro to recognize the existence of the Ribbono shel Olam, is showing him up. Here, you Paro, who are coming to this makom, to this place, because you have faked out to the entire society that you are a god. You're not a god. Look, I caught you in the act. You're a fraud. And the only true God is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he demands, he says, B'ni B'chorei Yisrael. And now is the moment of truth. And now is when you're going to suffer. I have uncovered the fraud. And now we are going to begin the first smaka. I will take the mat, I'll hit the water, and the water will turn into dam. So the beginning of all of the makas, we have to appreciate this point that we're now going to go into a series of 10 makas. 7 makas are in this week's parasha, 3 makas are in the next week's parasha. And all 10 makas begin with Moshe meeting Paro by the Sfas Hayor. That all of the makas, you only get one chance to make a first impression. And here Moshe is making his first impression. This is the Haskalah, this is the beginning. No, we know in Rosh Hashanah, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we are meticulous to do certain things in a certain way because Simani Milsa, the beginning is an omen for the future. The beginning sets a tone. The beginning has very great significance in every little detail. And here, the 10 Makos that the entire Haggadah is built upon, the story of the Jewish people all revolves around the 10 Makos. It begins where Moshe is instructed to go to the Ohr, to go to the water, and intercept Paro as he comes to the Sfas Hayor to commit a fraud by convincing the world that he is God. And Moshe says, you are nothing, you're a fraud, you're a fake, you're a phony. And here I've caught you in the act. And not only that, what is my message? I'm coming in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the real and only creator, to give you a message, let my people go. And now we're going to start the Exodus by bringing the Makos upon you. Now this is very interesting, because this is not the first time we come across this Yar. We come across the Yar back in Parashas Vayigash. Parashas Vayigash, Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. He embraces his brothers and he sends a message to his father Yaakov Avinu that there's going to be a famine for another couple of years and it would be in your best interest to come down to Egypt. And indeed, after some hesitation, Yaakov comes down to Egypt and he meets with Yosef. And then Yosef says to his father, I want to introduce you to Paro. Yosef takes his father to Paro. He blesses Paro. And then Paro asks him how old you are. And then at the very end, mysteriously, Yaakov blesses Paro a second time. It says in the pasuk that he blessed him when he first met him, the very first time. And then right before Shvi'i, we find Yaakov blessing Paro a second time. Let me read you the words of the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Vayivarech Yaakov es Paro." Yaakov blessed Paro. Vayetzei milifnei Paro. Rashi on this pasuk comments, "Vayivarech Yaakov kederech kol haniftarim milifnei sarim," as is the way of a person when you leave a leader. Mevarchem oisam, you bless them. V'neilim meshus. What blessing did Yaakov give Paro? Sheyale Nilus Liraglav. The Nilus, the Nile, should rise to the feet of Paro. When Paro would walk along the Nilus, the waters would rise. Lefi. Shein Eretz Mitzrayim Ella Nilus Mashke. In Egypt, there is no rain, and the fields are only irrigated only through the Nilois irrigation, the flooding of the Nile, which would overflow into all of the irrigation canals and water the land. From the time when Yaakov blessed Paro and going forward, Hoya Paro, Ba, Al Nilois, he would walk to the Nilois, Vilhu Oile Likrosoi. And the Nilois would rise towards Paro, umashka es haaretz, and would water the earth. Comes out that Yaakov Avinu, I'm making a lot of assumptions here, out of appreciation for Paro coming and hosting his children, his 70 children, 70 descendants, children's grandchildren, in a time of famine and desperation, Yaakov Avinu felt it was appropriate as a Medina Shel Chesed in to reciprocate in this way by giving Yaakov Avinu a blessing. Giving Paro Yaakov Avinu to reciprocate by giving him a blessing. And it wasn't just a blessing for Paro, it was a blessing for the entire country. The entire country would be irrigated and there would be blessing, prosperity. This all came through the blessing of Yaakov Avinu. Now let's fast forward 210 years later. 210 years later, Pasuk says that Moshe says to, Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, I want you to go out early in the morning. I want you to stand, nitzav likrasai, stand opposite Paro by the water. And the simple understanding is, as Rashi says, because Paro made himself into a god and he went early in the morning to the water to release the bodily waste because he would claim that he was a god. Perhaps we could suggest homiletically that Rashi says explicitly, whenever Paro would go to the Yaar, the Nilois would rise to his feet. Now, certainly that was a different Paro. Let's make no mistake. The Paro that lived in the time of Yosef and Yaakov, that was 210 years from the Paro that we're dealing with now at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, I think it is a fair assumption is that this blessing, it has been transmitted, it is passed on from generations. Yaakov gave a blessing to this country. The head of state is Paro. When Paro died, there was a successor, and a successor, and another successor. The dynasty, the Egyptian pharaohs, it was a blessing to the dynasty. And when this current occupier of the throne would go and would go out to the Nile, would be Yotze to the Nilois, the water would rise. And that rising of the water was a blessing. It was the blessing of prosperity for the entire land of Egypt. Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, we're going to begin the Makos. But I want Paro to understand something before the Makos begin. He's a kofri toiver. He's ungrateful. The blessing, the prosperity of the land, the fact that the Nile rises and floods the irrigation canals and waters the land of Egypt and brings them wealth, happiness, success, is only in the merit of the Jewish people. They know it. They know their history. They know the record. They know that it was Yaakov Avinu who came and blessed Paro in gratitude for hosting the Jewish people. Egypt was blessed with prosperity. How dare they now subjugate, torture, humiliate, call for the genocide of the Jewish people when the Jewish people are the source of their blessing. Paro, you're the leader of this country. When you're going out to the water is rising. The irrigation fields are being flooded. The canals are being flooded. The water is watered. The land is watered. There's success. Whose merit? Who's the one that gave you this blessing? The ancestor of the Jewish people. How dare you be ungrateful and torture them, humiliate them, subjugate them, attempt to commit genocide. For this, we're going to begin a process of punishment of the Ten Makos. We have to connect the story, the dots together. Parshas Vayigash is where Yaakov gave Paro the bracha that the Mayim is oile to the feet, to the Yetziah of Paro. Now the time has come, Moshe. I think the words are very meaningful. You shall go nitzav, you shall stand likrasai. It doesn't just mean, you know, get up early in the morning and go there and find him. You'll meet him there. No, the word nitzav likrasai, a confrontation. You're coming to the water, waiting for it to rise and bring blessing. Here is the representative of Yaakov Avinu who is confronting you for your ungraciousness, for your denial of blessing. We'd extrapolate to what's going on in the world today in the 21st century. It's no secret what's been taking place the last couple of weeks where the Ivy League colleges of this country have come together in a congressional hearing They sat together, surrounded by a team of lawyers, by members of their faculty. Provost of Harvard was sitting right behind Dr. Gay, and they were nodding, conspiring together. Kulam b'sofa achas, where they, in essence, said, "Luchu v'nachidem v'nachidem migoy v'lo yizocher Yisrael ot," where they said, "There's nothing wrong in this country to call for the genocide of the Jewish people. These Ivy League institutions have been blessed with the elite minds of the Jewish people. Every one of these institutions, their smartest and their wisest, the people, the alumni who have made the institutions over the last years proud and have produced a long, long collection of Jews. The funding of these institutions, to a very significant way, comes from Jewish money. And the behavior is despicable, not just because of anti-Semitism, hypocrisy, and because of foolishness, foolishness in the upper echelons of wisdom, but it's plain simple. They're kafuye toif, ungrateful. Simple as that. Ungrateful for what the Jewish people have done for them. The Jewish people have funded, have sent the best minds to give them honor and to produce. It is plain simple, kafuy toif, in addition to the unethical and criminal behavior and foolishness that they have demonstrated. It's just right out of the playbook of this week's parasha. Go out to the water and stand, confront them, nitzav likrosoi, confront the devil. Where does it come that the water should rise? It comes from the Jews. And now you want to go and destroy them. This is a lesson for us, Rabbi Yisai. How much more we have to spend time thinking, reflecting upon the people who have been so good to us, who have given us everything that we have, and how important it is for us to show gratitude and to reciprocate. Not to take anything for granted. The first and most important one on the list is none other than the Ribbono shel Olam. Every moment that we're alive, we have what to eat, we have shelter, we have peace, we have some joy in our lives, demands that we give Shevach v'Hodoyah, praise and thanksgiving to Hashem, all of the good. And we should at least learn from Paro not to be like him. Thank you very much for coming tonight, learning with me, and listening. I want to wish you all a wonderful evening, a wonderful week. Again, a special thank you to Jake for his efforts in transitioning to Zoom. Special thank you to Mitch Green for his enormous work, dedication, devotion to seeing us through this transition, new technology, and likewise to all of the other members of the board and the entire team at shareenjoyment.com for their incredible work and effort in bringing success that can only come through the learning of Torah. Thank you very much and have a good night.